Yeah, and you know, just it sparks interest when you when you're active, and you know, a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater, and when you've got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings attention to the hobby, and it gets people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby. And you know, you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good. So pretty cool.
Penetrating.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this repeater. In fact, a little bit more activity on it. I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me, and I heard talked with a couple of people, that the TMR 5 is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the unit, had the DMR, and I guess I'm a little surprised that maybe can't just use it, talkers that you have in your radio. Maybe there's the others that are out there as well. But that is one of the things that I'm a little bit surprised at.
Okay, why you?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like, there'll be sometimes where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be quiet and stay dry. But it's good. It's nice to have. The system is microwave based. They're backed it up, so. The chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
Penetrating.
And WCV. Yeah, that's definitely, like I say, it's a good signal. You don't have any interference, popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions.